And yes, we'll grow our middle class by finally providing quality, affordable health insurance in this country. Health care can't wait.
All right, a big applause line there for the president. But health care is far from the only issue that's key for the labor unions. And it's not the only issue where they don't necessarily like everything the president is trying to do from them. Well, joining us to talk about the president's evolving relationship with the labor movement is journalist Philip Dine. Philip is author of the book State of the Unions, How Labor Can Strengthen the Middle Class, Improve Our Economy, and Regain Political Influence. We're also back with a representative of the labor union. Cecil Roberts is president of the United Mine Workers of America. He was present at the president's speech yesterday. Cecil, I want to ask you, your union really wanted the public, your union and others really wanted the public option. So far, you're not getting it. Are you sure that you're totally satisfied with how the president is carrying the water for the labor unions?
Well, yesterday, the president spoke about the public option. He talked about affordable health care for every single American, which is exactly what the labor movement stands for. We think every single citizen in this country should have health care that they can afford. No one should be denied that because they happen to live in poverty or they don't have a job at the current time or they've changed jobs. So many people are ending up filing bankruptcy, being denied coverage. It's just disgraceful.
Are you worried that the president is not doing enough to get that point of view through Congress, however? He seems to agree with you, but not have the votes to do this.
Well, the president can use the bully pulpit, obviously, at the White House, and I think he's obviously done that. He did it yesterday, and he's trying to encourage Congress to move in our direction, his direction, and quite frankly, an American citizen's direction to provide affordable health care for every single citizen. That's what we want. That's what he desires. Trying to get that through Congress has obviously been a more difficult proposition for him and us.
All right. Well, let's stick on health care for a moment because it's so important right now. Philip Dine, not all of the unions are alike on health care. You've got some of the unions of lower paid workers like the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, were big proponents of a plan to tax high-end insurance plans, these so-called gold-plated Cadillac plans to help fund this gigantic, you know, potentially trillion-dollar bill. Meanwhile, unions with higher-paid workers like the UAW were very much against it because those are their plans. Is this rift in the labor movement holding together, or are they splitting up here?
Oh, I think, first, it's good to be with you. I think that labor, and with Cecil, I think that labor is pretty strongly behind the way Cecil Roberts just put it and what the president is trying for. I think the big thing with health care is it's twofold. One is that labor obviously wants something done so everybody's insured. But equally important, labor wants something done because the president has told them that he's not going to go to bat for the Employee Free Choice Act, which is their top legislative priority, until he gets health care passed.
Right. Otherwise known as card check to some people. Right.
That's right.
Yeah, and just to refresh people's knowledge of this, the Employee Free Choice Act that you just mentioned, which is another huge issue, makes it easier to unionize. It allows union members to recruit other workers into a union without having a secret ballot. Philip, why is that so controversial?
Oh, it's controversial because of what you just said, because it would not do away with the secret ballot, but it would allow workers the option, which management now has, to either have a secret ballot or, as you put it, simply a card check. And companies don't like that because it would help unions form easier in the workplace, and unionized workers have more benefits and make more money. But also it would bring in, if a new union and a company cannot reach agreement in a few months, it would bring in outside arbitration, which the companies don't like. And thirdly, it would triple the penalties that are levied against employers who violate workers' rights on paper, at least, to form a union. Right now, it's pretty much a penalty-free crime. That companies have to do is rehire the worker if they fired somebody and pay them back pay and post a notice, and they won't do it again.
Right. Card check, the Employee Free Choice Act, a huge issue for the labor unions, especially while the Democrats are in power in Congress and in the White House. Cecil Roberts from the United Mine Workers, the president has said you're going to have to wait on that. You okay with that?
Well, We want both health care and we want the Employee Free Choice Act. Those are top two priorities of labor right now. We don't mind working with the president on this. We want both. If we can get both done by the end of the year, I think labor would be very pleased with that. I just want to follow up one thing that Philip said there. He is very correct about the penalties being almost non-existent. The problem with when workers get fired for trying to join a union, they do get their jobs back quite frequently, but it's anywhere from 5 to 10 years later. And it puts a total freeze and a chilling effect on anyone who wants to join a union.
All right. Well, Cecil, let me move you on to cap and trade real quickly, because we have to talk about climate change. A bill has passed the House, but there were a lot of concessions made to manufacturing states in Ohio, Pennsylvania, to coal members who have a lot of union representation and industry representation. A lot of people saw that as a sign of reemerging power of labor on that climate change debate. How do you view it?
Well, I think that's a fair assessment of what happened here, but I think it'd be more correctly identified as the leadership in the House trying to work with all the parties here to get a bill passed through the House in order to get something passed on climate change.
Philip, did the union flex muscles on the climate change debate in the House, do you think? Did they show some power there?
I think that they did. But I just want to say that I think there's some, and Cecil may not agree with this, but I think there's a growing frustration within the ranks of labor about this president, because labor never worked as hard, spent as much money, had as many volunteers or programs as they did for Barack Obama. And they did it largely because he had promised to get the Employee Free Choice Act passed. He, after all, was a co-sponsor of it as a senator.
And now they have to wait for it.
It's just languishing on the back burner. And I think it's going to be hard for labor to motivate its troops, mobilize its troops next year unless they get Employee Free Choice Act and get it pretty quick.
And Democrats are going to be reminding the president of exactly that before the next election. Philip Dine is author of the book State of the Unions, How Labor Can Strengthen the Middle Class, Improve Our Economy, and Regain Political Influence. Cecil Roberts is president of the United Mine Workers. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Well,